Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. God is not going to take away your peace. That means that you can have peace in every situation, in every storm. Somebody say, I got a covenant of peace. You know, God promises right here that he will never take away your peace. So say, if I can just hold myself together, everything will be all right. Storms can come, storms will come, storms will go, all kind of things will happen. But God promises, listen, even if the mountains will move, hills will break, and all this other stuff will happen, but God's peace will never leave you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's good. Amen. So that means this year to come and the new things that God's doing for you. You know that time brings about change, but one thing that's not going to change. How many of you got peace tonight? How many got a peace that you know God is in control? You've developed that kind of faith that you know the Lord is in control and nothing's going to happen to get you out of sin. And God, as soon as you come to that realization, amen, that peace will never leave you. Somebody say, I'm going to keep God's peace this year. Say, this next season to come, I'm going to keep the peace of God no matter what happens. Say, this can go, that can go, but one thing is never going to leave my mind. One thing's never going to leave my heart. One thing's never going to leave my business. One thing's never going to leave my home. One thing will never leave my ministry. That's the peace of God. God will never take away your peace. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible also tells us, let not your heart be troubled. So say, you don't have to have trouble. You can have peace. Somebody say, thank the Lord. So he said that right there. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay stones with fair colors and lay the foundations with sapphire. And I will make thy widows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy burdens of pleasant stone, all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great, some say great, shall be the peace of your children. Now, isn't that a covenant? If you can stand in God, all of your children will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness thou shalt be established. How many of you are ready to have, you know, different things can happen. Situations can go. How many of you are learning about this righteousness? I hope you, it might take you a while to give it a revelation about it. But you know, this righteousness is about living the life that God has for you and feeling confident with that life. Feeling good about the life that God gave you, amen. Knowing that God called you to walk in it. If you walk in it, he's going to provide for you as you do it. In righteousness. So say, in righteousness. That means God will set you up. He wants you to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. You know, you shouldn't be shaken in anything. You should be stable. Everybody say stability. Stability. A lot of people want to be stable. You know, you got to be stable in your mind. You got to be stable in your business, not giving the change. Somebody say, you got to stay in the peace of the Lord. Amen. Not shifting by because of the things that are going on about you. But that stability and that establishment won't come, amen, until you realize how to walk or learn how to walk in righteousness. You got to have a faith about God's righteousness. That if I do what God tells me to do, if I walk in his righteousness, amen, then I know that everything's going to be all right. Say, so you'll be established. Everybody say, I'll be. Open your mouth tonight. Say, I'll be established in righteousness. And thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. God's talking about setting us free, right? You know, you can be oppressed or depressed and all of this other stuff, but when you get to the thing, listen, when you stay in God's righteousness, not in your own righteousness, not in what you think and not in every little idea that comes up, amen. When you establish yourself in righteousness, listen, you will be free, or you'll be far from oppression, and you won't fear, and from terror it shall not come near you. You know, you can get to the point to where you just stop worrying. You just stop fretting. You refuse to have those sleepless nights, amen, because you've trusted that God's got you going where you need to go and that he's going to take care of you, that he's going to work it out. Some say, I will not fear, nor will I dread. Oppression will be far from me. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? How many of you want to have oppression? You know, you ever just got so depressed or so wigged out or whacked out that you can't go forward? You know, you start looking at circumstances and all of a sudden you say, well, I don't even feel like getting up today. I don't feel like doing another thing. I'm just stuck. But when you know you're doing what God wants you to do, you can wake up. You can wake up, you can get dressed, you can get going, amen. You can wake up every day that God gives you because you know that God's plan is going to stand. Oppression shall be far from me, and I will not fear. Anything that we picked up this year, I picked up one thing. I said, listen, I've learned, amen, to trust in God's plan and not to deter from it. I've learned that that is the best way to succeed in life. I know that's the only thing that's truly going to stand. Everything else is given to change, but God, his word will never change. And I like that. Amen? Amen. And you know what I've learned? I just said things will come and things will go, and I've learned to keep the peace of God. I've learned to keep the peace of God and not be shaken. Amen? I will not, some say, I will not fear. How many would love to live fearlessly? Everybody say fearlessly living. Behold, they shall surely be gathered together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. I like that. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth with the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon. Somebody say, no weapon. No weapon. When you get on what God wants you to get on with, you don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry about your enemies. You don't have to worry about, you know, stock markets. You don't have to worry about anything the devil's cooped up. You don't have to worry about interest rates changing. You don't have to worry about any of that. Everybody say, no weapon. Even if that weapon was made just to knock you out, even they cooped it up with the intention to wear you out with it. Amen. Said no weapon that's formed against you is going to be able to prosper. I like that. I used to tell people, you better not come together against me. You're going to lose everything you got. Amen. When you find someone that's walking in righteousness and someone that's doing what God wants them to do, and you form up against that thing that God's destined or that person that's trying to stay on the plan of God or be a stumbling block to that person, it will affect you financially. It is impossible, amen, to prosper, amen, when you come against the righteous, amen. Anybody that's on the right path with God, amen, you better not distract that, amen. You better not come against it. Don't talk about it. Some say it will cost you. No weapon, nobody, say nobody, no thing, no plan, no scheme, no rumor, amen, no attitude, absolutely nothing, amen. You tell you what, your friends won't, I mean, your enemies will get to the point to where they can't afford to be around you, amen. Say nobody prospers that comes against the righteous. When they decide to do what God wants them to do. Amen. Amen. So we should live fearlessly. Who would say, thank the Lord? Thank the Lord. And every tongue that rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Some say, this is the heritage. Say, this is the heritage of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isn't that a good word? Isn't that a good word? How many of you believe in God? How many of you trust in God? With all of your heart, all of your soul, look at somebody and say, God's working something out right now. God is working on a miracle right now. God's trying to talk to you right now and give you an open door, give you a witty invention. Amen. God's trying to tell you, listen, I can do much more than that if you'd let me. The more that we learn to depend on Him, the more that we learn to relax in Him, the more that we learn to trust Him, the more that we'll be able to be led by Him. And He only leads us in good places. Amen? So to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, everyone that is thirsty, come ye to the waters. Isaiah chapter 55. Verse 1, and he that has no money, how many of you ever had that part where you had no money? Amen. It says, come and buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, And eat ye which is good, that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness of the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, and for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. God's been trying to tell us he has a plan for us. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're stressed about, that's not what God's thinking about. He's not stressed out. He doesn't have the same kind of mindset that you do. He's not even thinking the same way that we think. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neither are my ways, saith the Lord. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God thinks differently than we do. He usually takes different paths than we would usually take. You know, when many people want to succeed in life, they go the path that everybody else takes. How many had God alter your path just a little bit and say, hey, no, don't get in that rat race. You just worship me. You just trust me. You just serve me. Somebody say, his ways are higher than our ways. I like his ways. How many took the way of God and find out that he can get you where he wants you to be, even though you didn't know the directions? I mean, if, you know, you can get what God wants you to have. You can have a good life. Amen. Doing it God's way. Frank Sinatra used to sing that song, I did it my way. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it God's way. Because his way is a higher way. Someone say amen. His plan is a better plan. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So say seed to the sower,
seed to the sower,
and bread to the eater. I'm not going to be in front of y'all long. Y'all better get this while you can. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So shall my word. Now, everybody say seed. He promises to give seed, right? Everybody say seed. Say it out real loud.
Seed.
Say seed.
Seed.
Are you planted for what God wants to do? What do you have in the garden? What are you running your mouth about? Don't you know that the words of your mouth, that the confession of your mouth is seed for the future? Don't you know the thing that you constantly verbalize, the thing that you constantly let come out of your mouth is what's going to happen in the future? Somebody say seed for the future. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But, some say, but, it shall accomplish that which I please. How do we please God? Then it says the word is going to accomplish what pleases God. So God intends us to take the things that he speaks to us. He intends us to walk in it. And when we walk in what God tells us to do, you know what that is? That's faith. And faith pleases God. My word that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. How many had the word of God shed abroad in your hearts? How many had the word sent to you? You know, you better think about that for just a second. Somebody say, thank the Lord. How many had God speak to you lately? How many had the Lord share some things to you? I mean, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You know, somebody, you know, I get up here week after week after week, and I can say, hey, I've been with Jesus probably. Amen. I've heard God say, and he's got this word for you. God's got something to tell you. And as soon as God comes in here with a word for you, within that word is power to prosper. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is going to prosper in the thing that he puts it. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Somebody needs to rejoice in that. Amen. Somebody needs to rejoice in that. Amen. Somebody needs to rejoice in that. You need to have more confidence in the word of God. You need to develop peace. You need to develop joy. Amen. Just because God said something. Amen. Because God said, listen, the word that I put out there, it has potential to bring forth abundantly, and it's going to prosper. If God thinks enough about you to send you a word, amen, he didn't send that word out in vain. He didn't send that word out to miss it or just to twiggle you, you know, tickle your ears or to waste your time for an hour, 3 and 4 days a week, amen. No, that word has power on it. If God spoke it, there's power on it. And wherever God puts it, amen, he said that word's going to come forth and it's going to prosper exactly where I said it's going to prosper. So wherever God's speaking, amen, wherever God is speaking, wherever he's inspiring, you can expect prosperity to come. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Every idea. That's why you need to rejoice when God leads you, when God tells you to do something, when he alters your steps. He just starts to speak. He says, I got something to tell you, and every word that comes out of his mouth is seed sown. And listen, that word, listen, he said he's making investments. He's making investments. And he said, listen, I'm going to speak where I want to do something. I'm going to speak where I want to do something. I'm going to speak where I want to do something. And that where I speak, it's going to come forth abundantly. My word will not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish. Somebody say hallelujah. You need to develop faith. I'm just rejoicing by myself tonight. Amen. I'm just taking faith in the word of God. See, sometimes you got to have more I'd say all the time, not just sometimes, but you need to have more confidence in God's ability and in his word. Amen. Amen. Need to humble yourself. Amen. Amen. And say, God thought enough about me. He thought enough of me to speak to me. Amen. Amen. And the power is not me. Amen. The power is not me. I'm not depending on my ability to perform it. I'm not depending on, I can stick with it or I've learned how to handle it. That's not where I have my faith. When you grow up in God, your faith is the word in and of itself has power to have it perform. Somebody say hallelujah. Did God say anything to you? Amen. It's not going to return to him void. I don't think you're believing me tonight. I don't think you're believing me tonight. Amen. I want you to get that on. He said, the word that goes out of my mouth, it's not going to come back to me void. You know what? So he said, well, look at all these people who said they heard God. They must not have heard God. Amen. Because he said, the word that goes out of my mouth, it's not going to return to me void, but it will prosper in the place where I send it. Glory. Everybody say, let the word prosper. Say it one more time. Let the word prosper. Say it again. Let the word prosper. Now, I tell you what, if you go on assignment, if you're walking in righteousness, you're just deceived. If you're walking in righteousness, you're just deceived. Now, if God tells you to go over here, he tells you to go over there, and you go obediently where he tells you to go, if he sends you into something, amen, and if you're there by the commission of the Holy Ghost, what's going to happen? You're going to prosper in the place where he sends you. Amen. Say, I have confidence that God's word will be confirmed in my life. Remember we talked about Paul's experience, how he just saw the Lord. He saw God, and God gave him a word, and God said, listen, I'm going to use you. You're going to be a witness to a lot of people. And there were many times in Paul's life when he was in some situations that it looked almost impossible for that word ever to come to pass, like being in prison, like being on a sinking ship. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let your rut discourage your faith. Don't let your rut discourage your faith. Don't let timing discourage your faith. You need to have more faith in God's word, amen, than in your ability to do that impossible or seemably impossible thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Real faith in God's faith is based in his in the power that's on his word. Say, I believe
in the word
of God. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. If you want to get out of something, if you want to get out of bondage, if you want to get out of oppression, if you want to get out of where you are, you got to get joy unspeakable and full of glory. They said whenever, you know, we looked at the news today and there was a small group of people, amen, about 1,000 of them, when they found out that maybe Saddam Hussein was done for and they were released from his oppression, they started to rejoice.
Amen.
Because they were happy that they didn't have to be in that bondage anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Rejoicing brings liberty. And whenever you get a revelation of your liberty and of your grace, you're going to rejoice. Some say it's natural. It says you will go out. So how many want to get out of where you are? You're only going to get out of where you are with joy. And I tell you what, if you're moping and groping and complaining and griping and depressed about it, get yourself a pillow, roll up in the corner, and deal with it, because you're going to stay right there. God will never bring you out complaining. He'll never bring you out griping. Look at the people that were out there in the wilderness. Out there died in the wilderness because they didn't learn how to stay in joy. Notice that when they came out of Egypt, amen, Miriam got in front of the people with the tambourine and the psaltery, and she started to sing, and everybody started to rejoice, and they were rejoicing and marching as they were going forward. They were rejoicing. But somehow that song turned into griping and complaining, and they stayed right there. You only get out in the spirit of joy. Some say it's not going to get better until you learn to laugh about it. It's not going to get better till you learn to laugh about it. People think, oh, God's going to take away my depression, then I'm going to get joy. No, you're going to have to get joy where you are. Joy will bring you out. Joy will bring you out. So we know that joy gets us out of bondage. Amen. But how many want to get, you just don't want to get out of bondage. Amen. You want to get out of bondage, but you want to get out of a bondage to go someplace. See, there are a lot of people that they get out of where they are, but they never go forward. You can be released from imprisonment or oppression, amen, but you're only going to be able to go to the next level. So say, be led forth.
Led forth.
You're only able, and we were talking about peace earlier tonight, amen, about this peace. But you're only going to be able to be led forth or to be led by God or to walk into what God has for you, to walk in that righteousness that we're talking about as you learn, amen, the peace of God. We escape with joy, but we go to the next level as we have peace.
Are you understanding the difference between the two? Joy brings us out. Peace takes us on.
How many of you want to embrace the future? Peace. 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 You got a peace about taking a chance. You got a peace about taking the step of faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got a peace about hanging on in there. Amen?
Amen.
Peace takes you to the next level. See, you know, people want things to work out and get all tight and get all tied up before they say, I'm going to have peace. But you're never going to go forward. Amen. The ministry will never go forward until we develop a peace. We can get out of all the ruts we want to. Amen. But we got to have a peace about the future. We got to have a peace about God so that we can take the next faith or whatever investment we need to take, whatever new action we need to take. Amen. We got to have a peace about it. Do you have a peace about the plan of God? You're not going to step out. You're not going to step out in it. You're not going to prosper in it. You're not going to prosper in it. You're not going to step out in it. Amen. Your faith's not going to work until you have a peace about what God wants to do. He might give you a new assignment. Hey, I want you to record an album. I want you to start a business. I want you to increase your sowing. I want you to do all these things. You will never step out until you develop peace. So say peace.
Peace.
See, people say, oh, I've got to have the faith. I've got to have the faith. I've got to have the faith. Well, that's just like rolling dice sometime. Amen. But peace is God told me to do it. I'm relaxing in it. It's not. I'm not shaking in my boots as I do it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not afraid. I'm not worried about it. I'm not complaining about it. Amen. I've got a peace about it. Amen. I'm going confidently because I know it's going to work out because that's what he told me to do. Peace leads you forth. You got to have a peace about the plan of God. And as soon as you get peace, boy, you're going to start moving. As soon as you get peace, you're going to start moving. And peace is the direct opposite of what we were talking about earlier, about not being oppressed. Amen.
Amen.
Not being, you know, not living in terror, not living in fear. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can't go forward afraid. But when you develop a peace in the plan of God, you are going to go forward. Amen? Be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Let me say, turn it around. Say it real loud, real quick, and try to get this in your spirit before I shut up. Amen?
Turn it around.
The thorns. I mean, had thorns. You know, all your trees had thorns on it. Amen. You know, God said he's going to turn that thorn. Amen. The thorn shall come up the fir tree. Isn't that much better?
Amen.
Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Somebody say,
I expect
things to get better.
I have a peace
about this new season.
These thorns,
will be turned to fir trees.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, God told me to go forward.
God told me to go
forward. And his word is going to prosper where God sends it. See, a lot of people get these words from God. And they are words from God, but they don't step out in those words. See, God sends his word. He'll give you a word, but you need to go with it. Amen? But that word's going to prosper where God sends it. See, a lot of people want to stay where they are with the new word. I'm talking about in the mindset, in their old way of doing things, in their old way of thinking. And they wonder why the word of God's not prospering them, because they haven't stepped out. New words give us a new level. Amen. You know, I can't take all this new stuff that God's speaking and doing and expect to prosper in what I had years ago. That's not where God sent it. If he wanted me to have that word back then, he would have sent it back then. So it wasn't meant back then, and it wouldn't prosper back then. It's going to prosper for what he has for me today. The word will prosper where he sends it. Amen. You might have a word, amen, but is the word at the right place? Are you in the right frame of mind? In the right attitude? Amen. He'll prosper. The word will prosper where God sends it. Somebody say hallelujah. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? I did. I enjoyed that tonight. Oh, glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Word. I expect a manifestation on the Word of God. I expect a manifestation on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send us, O Lord. Amen. Send us, O Lord. Lord, we have a peace about being obedient. Amen. We have a peace about being obedient. Amen. We have a supernatural peace about doing what you tell us to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We will not dread. We will not fear. We will not procrastinate, Father God. We'll step out into the place that you're sending your word. Father God, you sent us the word. Show us where to plant it. Amen. Show us where to plant it, oh Lord. Show us where to plant your word. Amen. That word might be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done. But remember that statement that we got from the Lord a couple services ago. The hand of God is only as long in its manifestation as the obedience and cooperation of those that serve him. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to receive tonight's offering, and I'm really excited about that. How about you? Amen. Oh, it's quiet. I'm really excited about that. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. And some of y'all need to come on up to the new level that God's sending you financially. Wonder why you're not prospering, because you're back there sowing like you're still broke. Amen. Sowing like God didn't give you a promise of tomorrow. Amen. You don't have the same mindset. I don't have the same mindset. My faith's not where it used to be. It's not. I'm not financially where I used to be in mindset. I'm not even financially where I used to be in possibility. Amen. So this new word that God gave me financially, amen, I need to take it to the level, amen. If I'm going to prosper in it, I need to be where I need to be financially, amen, to even receive more. So you got to keep moving. Y'all are looking at me crazy. You need to keep moving. You need to keep moving. God's not going to give you a new promise to do old stuff. That's not where he's at. He wants to keep turning it around, and there is no limit to God. There is no limit to God. It can keep getting better and keep getting better. And we think, well, Lord, it's gotten really good. I'm finally getting caught up. No, no, no. You need to increase your faith. It needs to keep getting better and better and better and better and better. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God's speaking a new financial level to you, then maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. But if God's speaking a new financial level to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, or to me, or anybody, amen, if it's a new word, amen, there's going to be a new place, amen, a new level of faith that you're going to have to step out in order to prosper in it. So we're going to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God spoke some things to me today. I was getting showered, and usually where I usually hear the word, what to preach and all this other stuff, and I just got a witty invention, and I said, ooh, praise the Lord. I mean, it was an idea, it was a plan of God, and God said, see, I told you I could turn things around. There's a plan, and he said, you're going to prosper in that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I can't prosper in that as I am now. I can't prosper in that as I used to be. And it wouldn't be God's plan for me to prosper in that, to take care of the things I used to take care of. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to waste a new word to take care of old stuff. If he sends a word, amen, he says it's going to prosper where he sends it. So God's taking me to a new level. I want new responsibility on that money. Amen. The word of God will prosper where he sends it, and I have a peace about going there. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. How good can you let God get? How good can you let God get? It's all right. You know what? I pray for you if you want to stay where you are. I pray for you if you want to stay where you are. You could stay there, amen. But I want to go on and see how good it can get, amen. I've already crossed the line. You know, we heard this song. There was an old guy singing. And the guy, I'm not preaching anymore. I'm just doing an offering teaching, amen. But this guy he sang just a simple song. Old black guy from I think it was the Canton Spiritual or something like that. You ever heard of him, Glory? And he sang this song, I Made It. Everybody say, I Made It.
I Made It.
And you probably would have thought the guy was just freaking out when he was singing a song, because the guy just started to cry in the middle of the song. And the song was so simple. You can tell he sang the song from his heart. You know, Tizo was listening to it. Brother Jesse was listening to it. And I listened to it and I started to cry a little bit. Amen. Because I can relate, amen, to people that realize when they see that God did something. He said, just a little boy hanging out on the street, everybody telling him, this were the words of the song, amen, you're not going to be anything, you're not going to do anything. He said, no college and no degree. He said, but when I look back, I look at where I'm at today, I figured out that I made it. He realized, amen, that he succeeded, amen, that he went beyond where he was supposed to go because of God's grace, amen. Somebody say, we can make it. With God. Don't you dare limit him. Don't limit him. Don't get stuck there. Open the door to possibility. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know you want to, because you got more than enough to take care of your stuff. If you just wanted to sit up there and buy yourself a new chair, new sofa, get yourself some fingernails, you got more than enough to do that. You don't even need to hear me preach to you to take care of, you know, where you're at right now. You don't need anybody to preach that. You can handle that, amen. You can get a part-time job and take care of that. You can rob somebody and take care of that, amen. Doesn't take anything to stay where you are. Shame on you to use the Almighty God to maintain what somebody else can live in the world and maintain, amen. That doesn't take anything supernatural to be like everybody else. But you know what? The supernatural happens when you continually allow God to say, up a level. Up a level. Let me increase you with no fear. Let me bless you with no mess. Amen? Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow. Will you go to the next level? Amen? Every new financial challenge is always meant to take us to the next level. And you can get there if you want to. How many of you glad you're at a level? Amen? I mean, tired of being there, amen? I mean, you think I got here, you know, some of y'all, we arrived in it, what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? Some of us just arrived in it 4 weeks ago, amen? 2 days, amen? When God speaks to you to go to the next level, please do it. And watch what happens. He'll be good. And you always get blessed from sowing. So, get your seed. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Isn't it good to be a blessing? Isn't it just great to be a blessing? He wants to make it easier. He wants to make it easier for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Father, we thank you for faithful hearts. Lord, we thank you for your provision.
your grace and your kindness. We thank you for every meal you provide, every bill you pay. Lord, we thank you for every quarter we find. Lord, I pray right now, supernaturally, Father God, that you would continue to encourage your people, Father God, to live by faith, to trust you. And I curse financial fear right now in the name of Jesus. I curse financial fear right now in the name of Jesus. If there's a financial fear or a fret or anxiety there, that's a blockage. That's the devil. Rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Start to rebuke it by yourself. Just say, I rebuke financial fear and anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. Repent for it right now. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost and repent. Just repent, because you curse your finances when you do that. You curse it when I'm perceiving in my spirit, I'm hearing you right now. Some of you have even questioned whether God was going to do it or if he would do it. Amen. You better repent from that. Amen. You better repent from that. God will take care of you. How dare you loosen your faith? Don't you even think that. Don't you dare even think that you're going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The peace of God's going to be on you financially. God will provide for you. He will make a way. He will bless you. He's not going to allow you to go under. It's easy for God to do it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Oh, hallelujah. And if you just start to expect it, it'll start to show up. If you just start to expect it, it'll show up. And some of you, all you got to do is open your mouth and say it. Some of you, all you got to do is just open your mouth and say it. You haven't even told God what you need. Some of you are in need right now, and you've never even told him that you need it. You'd rather worry about it than pray about it and ask for it. See, when you worry about stuff, you talk to the devil about it. When you pray about stuff, you talk to God about it. Worrying is a form of meditation. It's a form of prayer, but it's to the devil. Amen? But when you pray and you stay in peace of God, you acknowledge that God is able. He'll come through. Right before we go, I want you to think of your biggest bill or your biggest problem right now. I want you to think about it right now. Think about it, whatever, and even if you can pay it, amen, praise God for that, but I want you to speak to it. I want you to speak to that situation. I'm believing that or hearing that in the spirit right now. I want you to visualize that thing right now in the name of Jesus, and I want you to talk to it with your words right now. Everybody, you have to I want you to audibly speak those words, and I want you to tell, I will never worry about you again. In Jesus' name. I command you to leave my mind, my body, right now, in the name of Jesus. You are a devil. Speak right now. Just start to pray. You are a devil, and I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You will not have me in fear. I will not be worried about you. I will not be concerned about you. I will not even care about you. I'm going to leap over you right now in the name of I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I will never bow down to the fear of lack or anxiety again in Jesus' name. You will only speak words of faith and confidence and peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that thing, when you start to worry about it, you start to listen to it, and you start to do what it tells you to do, and God doesn't want you to do that. God doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to be afraid or in fear. Or walking by fear and anxiety because you're worried about what's going to come about. Release yourself from that right now, and God won't touch it until you do.
God won't touch it until you do. God will not touch it until you do. As long as I'm a witness, as long as you're worrying about it, as long as you're concerned about it, amen, he won't touch it. He won't touch it. But when you release it, he'll work a miracle over it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up and sow right now with joy. Hallelujah. I love you, people. It's going to get good. Isn't it good to see Brother Richard in town?
Amen.
Hallelujah, and his friend. Thank you, Jesus. Let's be in church on Friday night. Let's get it good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's get it good. Let's get it good. Let's get it good. Let's get it good. Hallelujah. Love each other as you leave. And didn't I do good? Y'all see the time?